begin a new week of morning shows here on WRCO Radio, and in the studio today for the first part, representing Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, it is Craig Woodhouse. He's the VEEP Vice President. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing great today. It's a beautiful day out there.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And it was a beautiful weekend in Richland Center. You had Thunderfest, and I noticed the downtown seemed extremely busy Saturday, and that's what you want.
That is what we want, and that's what we saw. It was very busy downtown. I know at my shop, we were elbow to elbow for a while there, and just saw a lot of people, coming up and down the street and on the sidewalks. And when I run into people downtown, especially on Saturdays that I don't know, and I talk with them, I just ask them a little bit, what's going on or whatever. And there was a couple people that stopped into the shop Saturday that were here for a football camp that took place that I wasn't even aware of. But that was great. It was busy. And then, and it was a little bit warm in the afternoon, but it is summertime. And then we just had a great fireworks show at Thunderfest. I was able to get to the fireworks show and spend a little bit of time, seeing some of the music. But it looked like a great turnout, a really nice crowd for Thunderfest. And the fireworks show was phenomenal. I just think it was a great show.
I know the music was good. I heard good compliments on that. And it seems like whenever High Mileage plays, they draw a good crowd, don't they?
They do draw a crowd. They're one of those bands that have a lot of local connections, and people have seen them, and know them. And they're the kind of band that has fun, on stage. And they show that and have really good engagement with the crowds. So I heard just a little bit of them. But, there was a lot of people down there. That was really, really nice turnout.
Great. And are there some thank yous or anything like that you wanted to mention in terms of Thunderfest and how that is made possible?
Yeah, well, I don't want to overstep anyone else there a little bit, because the chamber, I should clarify, is not, it's... there are other people that lead that effort with Thunderfest. And so I don't really want to, I know there was a lot of support. I know I bought a couple bottles of water and a couple Pepsis from the Richland Center baseball team. They were down there. So I hope that they did all right. Those kinds of events really count on a lot of people coming together and chipping in where they can. But because I wasn't directly involved in that, I don't want to leave anyone out. But I can say, the weekend before that, we had Taste of the Hills. So we kind of broke the grounds in for the back-to-back weekends of festivities down there. And that went well for the chamber also the week prior.
Both weeks you were fighting heat and humidity, but that's what you're going to get this time of year, usually.
Yeah, we're going to get one or the other. We didn't get rainstormed out, I guess. That's a good thing. But that previous weekend for Taste of the Hills was that really hot, windy Saturday afternoon. And I think it kept a few people away from the Taste of the Hills event. I have to say, I was not there because I had an obligation and was working at a wedding that day. But my daughter worked and my wife did. And they said it was a little bit slower at the beginning because it was started at 4 o'clock. And it was really, really windy and hot that day. And so I think it kept a few people away. But our vendors did all right, and we still had a good turnout. And that's the kind of event that the chamber itself, we want to kind of cover our costs. We don't really view that as a fundraiser for the chamber. The point of that is to give an opportunity for some of the people out there that are doing food trucks or their food stands or trying something new, to give them a platform to show off what they do, get some feedback from the public. Taste of the Hills is set up so you buy tickets so you can get smaller samples, if you will, if you just want to, have a taste of something. You don't have to get the full meal. You just get a smaller size for $2 per ticket. But that's become a staple event now. It's been going on for a lot of, years here in Richland Center. But that's a really nice... it's nice to have those events on back-to-back weekends, Taste of the Hills and then Thunderfest the weekend right after that. But yeah, we just want to thank everyone that came out for Taste of the Hills, and that's the one I can speak to a little bit more. But we had a lot of people that contributed in small and big ways. Because of that hot day, that the hot and windy day that day, the Richland EMS service set up a tent that had a garden hose, sprinkler garden hose underneath it. We called it, we had some clever names for that, but we call it the Chillin' Pavilion at one point. And but it was nice. You know, while that lasted, we had a nice sprinkler there and the kids could run through and things like that. But it did get so windy, we had to take it down eventually for fear of it blowing around. But Rotary always helps us out. We borrow extension cords from them and a few other things. Richland Center Parks Department does a phenomenal job in getting the grounds ready and helping us get things into place for that. So big thank you to them. City of Richland Center for just their cooperation and help in, you know, with events like this. And then, the police department and again, I mentioned the EMS also. McDonald's donated ice for us, for example. And, we just had we had volunteers from our members and just some community members as well that really helped us out. So, yeah, you know, the whole community kind of comes together, but that's what we know how to do around here. And we're looking forward to keeping that event going for many years to come.
Yeah, indeed. You took it over from the hospital a few years ago, I know, and that's been kind of a staple. Has there been any thought about having it another weekend, or is it going to be pretty much the same moving forward, Craig?
I think we're going to stay with the same weekend. Once you get a date, established on the calendar, I think sometimes it's maybe best to stay with that. The chamber has run the event for 4 years, and prior to that, not quite sure how many years the hospital foundation had run the event. But we started, getting more involved about 4 or 5 years ago, and we operate it now. And it really works well for us because when we're doing our planning in January, we can, identify that date right away, and we all know when it's on our calendars, and we can really plan for that. So I think that date's worked as well as about anything.
Yeah, the flags on display downtown this year. I know you kind of went away from the flower baskets, but have you had good response from that?
Yeah, we have. We've gotten a lot of good feedback on the flags downtown. We decided to go this route this year and give this a try. The flower baskets, they're just so labor intensive for us to manage and take care of and water and everything like that. We love them and the community does as well, but we decided to go with the flags this year. And then we're still, talking about what's the best thing to do, going forward. We like to, we like the idea of flowers and fresh flowers and, the public certainly likes them. We're just trying to find if there's a better way that we can do something like that and still really handle the maintenance and watering and everything. It does get to be quite a task. I kind of led that project for 4 years, and it's a tough thing to get some volunteers for as well, because we're operating some equipment and we do it either really early in the morning or late at night. And I've had some high school kids and my own family members help out, from time to time. But this year it was just because of other obligations, we just decided to go with the flags. So we hope the community likes them, and let us know, provide some feedback for us. And, if you have ideas about, what else you'd like to see, let us know. But we're interested in keeping something like that going, and we definitely will. Into the future.
The upkeep, I know, is a little bit tough, and especially the waterer too. You got to keep that going. I think you've had some issues with that too.
Oh yeah, we have we use donated equipment for as much as we can, of course, and so there's maintenance on the buggy that we use to water it, and sometimes you get close to getting done and hose breaks or something like that, and you kind of have to scramble a little bit and out there at either 5 in the morning or 10 o'clock at night usually, and so it gets to be a lot, but it But, you know, we're looking for other ways to do things and to engage more you know, volunteers with things like that. We did have a nice downtown cleanup day this in May. We invited students from Mrs. Boyarski's class in the high school to help us just do some cleanup downtown. And that was really great because we had students come downtown and they worked on just some of the common spaces, the public spaces, flower beds and planter boxes, and, you know, just straightening those up and cleaning up the edging blocks and pulling some weeds and, you know, putting in a few hostas here and there. But that was a really nice thing to do with high school students. And we're working on other ways, too, that we can be involved in just that downtown maintenance and cleanup kind of activities. It never ends, and it's something that we just want to stay on top of and keep working at.
Do you have any new members for Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, we have a few new members. You know, we're always membership, our membership year really starts April 1st and then goes through March 31st. But we take, you know, accept members at any time of year. We've got a few new members. Tally Essen is a member for the first time. And so we're happy to have them on board. And they're certainly a place that draws folks into the greater area here. So we're happy to have them. And Century 21 in Spring Green, Homesteader Store and Wyoming Saddle Company, they're new members. And NHS, Neighborhood Housing Services, and the Park Apartments are new members as well. So we want to thank those new partners into the, you know, membership fold here. We're excited about those new members, and then we have a lot of members, you know, that have been with us for a long time, and you know, got a pretty nice long list here, but you know, it's just a lot of the businesses in the area. And you know, we have members of all types of businesses, retail, service, tourism, you know, banking and finance, a lot of the craft and art kind of places are members as well. You know, places like Creative Outlet and Red Door Gallery have been really good. Really good to us. Family Thrift Store is a member as well, and so yeah, we're really kind of all over the map on those ones. But it's nice to see the membership grow, and it's nice to see that you know, members have been here for a while now, some of these. And so we just really want to thank our members, because we are a member organization. I always like to remind people that we respond to the needs of our members and do whatever we can to promote their businesses and talk about them and share the good things that they do.
The title, Greater Richland Area Chamber, I mean, that goes along with some of the new members, you know, members from Spring Green and thereabouts. Tally Essen, which I think is a great tie-in, of course, with the history of Frank Lloyd Wright and Richland Center as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great tie-in here to, you know, some kind of new energy at the A.D. German Warehouse, which is another member. But yeah, obviously the folks in the Spring Green area and Tally Essen and A.D. German all kind of, you know, serve a similar population, and some of the same visitors, you know, will come to both places in a weekend. It's really good to see that, you know, stretching out, you know, just a little bit more. And then some other businesses in Spring Green a little bit. I don't know if this is a direct result of this or not, but every year we do strategic planning in January, and we like to visit a community in our area just to learn a little bit more about it. And so we kind of connect with another chamber of commerce, and then we'll do, you know, a day of planning and things like that. And last January we went to Spring Green, made some nice personal connections with the chamber in Spring Green. And so maybe that's, maybe some of those new members from those areas are a little bit of a result of that. But in the past, we've gone to Hillsboro and did strategic planning there, and we've gone to Toma. But yeah, we kind of pick another, you know, community that's maybe similar to ours, and then just try to you know, develop and build those relationships and learn about what they do. And we get to share with them what we do. And one thing that's interesting is that I found every chamber of commerce is just a little bit different. They are customized to the needs of that community. And, you know, maybe it's just a result of who's active and who's involved and what ideas they bring to the table. But we certainly appreciate those relationships with other communities and their chambers of commerce.
The way people tour around, too. You know, I talked to some people in Richland Center Saturday that were headed to Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair. You know, and I mean, it's not that we're not that far apart from Hillsboro either. So not uncommon for somebody to probably hit all three towns maybe on a weekend.
Absolutely. And there's some of these, you know, really nice tours. There's the Fall Art Tour. There's sure. the Spring Green Art Fair. There's there was a farm tour this spring, and I don't remember what it was called, but it was like a farm and food tour that was stretched out over a couple of counties. But you know, generally tourists don't think in terms of county lines. They just go where they think it's interesting and fun. And so we have to, you know, reach out to our partners in those other communities, and because we do share the same visitors, and we definitely do. But we are absolutely seeing an increase in, you know, I guess I'm sure Marty has a proper term for this, but kind of the local and regional tourists. You know, the folks that I met Saturday that were from the Mount Horeb area. That's a good example of someone who's tourists that are here for the weekend. They're not real far away, but they came here for an event and decided to stay for the whole weekend. So they're, you know, asked us what restaurants we can refer them to. And, you know, they had a good time in the record store and actually made a return trip to come back and get a few more records before they left on Saturday.
Well, that's a good thing.
You know, it is. That is a good thing.
Did they buy anything I would have been interested in, though? That's the thing. You
know? Well, there was one. There was a really nice Transformers record that was up on the wall that I think you looked at before, it's not there anymore.
I missed it.
You did. You missed out on that one. We still got some Herb Alpert for you.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I look forward to that too. So, anything coming up for the chamber in the near future? Do you have anything planned? I know you've in the fall you've had some big festivals there in the fall as well to go about.
Yeah. You know, there's a few things that we're working on for kind of later in the summer and then into the fall. You know, and one is that we're partnering with some folks that decided to do the Murder Mystery Weekend. That's going to be coming up at I believe it's the last weekend in August. So we're looking forward to that. That's a new venture for us, but it's something that some, local citizens got excited about, and they had been to a Murder Mystery Weekend in another community and said, we should try that here. So, they're leading the charge, and we're just helping out with them. So we'll definitely be hearing more about that, in the coming weeks as we get ready for the Murder Mystery Weekend. And then we'll have a wine walk in the fall as well. And then, Pumpkin Fest and things like that. And we are, you know, in the past we've done night markets, and as of right now, we don't have any planned. But we are talking with other community groups about how we might want that to look in the future. We've wanted to do a night market. We've done them for a few years, and I would say the success has been mixed. We've had some great ones that where the vendors did well, and we had good food and good music, and things worked well. And then we had some that, you know, two that were rained out, just way too stormy, and we just couldn't do it, you know. So that puts a hamper on things. So we are talking to some other potential community partners about, reformulating that idea. We don't want to let go of the idea. We know that night markets are really popular in some communities. I think we just got to get the recipe right, you know, for those to be consistently successful. So, you know, we're still talking and trying to figure out, you know, what the best way is for that. But although it's not a chamber event, I do want to remind people about the Wednesday farmers markets. We help them out with whatever we can, because we recognize that's something that's really important for the community. I've really heard great things about the Wednesday farmers markets this year. I have to admit, I've only been there twice. My work schedule hasn't allowed it that much, but my family members have gone and always come home with some good things, and it seems like it's doing well. They've moved back to a lot, which is, I guess, one block north of Quick Trip. And I think that's working well for them. They were there at that location in the past and then tried for a couple years at the depot, although that had some really nice features about it. The layout wasn't maybe the best for folks to get in and out of and to park and walk in and walk out of. It was a little bit busy there. But so I think the spot that they're in now seems to be working well for them. And looks like they're getting good crowds and more vendors. So, yeah, we certainly hope that continues. We just want to thank everybody for continuing to go out and do that. And then some other things that are going on, it seems like when we hit, you get into May and it's just like everything opens up and again, and a lot of events and, everything, surrounding around graduations and that time of year and everything. But, the AD German Warehouse, I want to mention too, they're a member of the chamber and they're doing their Friday night speakeasy. I think they're calling it. Sorry, don't have that. The 1921 speakeasy, if I get that right. And those have been nice events, pretty relaxing. And, it's nice and cool in the AD German Warehouse. So even if it's hot outside, that's a nice place to be on Friday nights. And then Wild Hills Winery has their wine down Fridays. And those are well attended and they do well. And then there's just a lot. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of options. And as always, we encourage people to go out and find those things and, help out those businesses. Tourism spending has been on the increase. And I know Marty's talked about that in here, before as well. But we're definitely seeing that the trend is continuing to go up. So that's a good thing.
I know the chamber's not directly involved in this, but it's exciting to hear about a revamping of the downtown, the city auditorium. They've torn the seats out. They're looking at a fall launch with some great things. But again, that affects chamber, it affects businesses, and I think that's really exciting for the town.
I couldn't agree more. We're really excited about the energy that's coming out of the city auditorium. From what I understand, I think they got all of the seats out, or they were working on that, over the last couple of weeks. So it's just really exciting to, anytime there's investment in labor and resources into, one of the landmark buildings in our town, that's a good thing. That's just a really good sign. And the group there has really been working hard, putting in a lot of hours, and I'm anxious for those new seats. I know everyone is, and I don't know their timeline exactly for that, but they're working on it right now, and they've got events planned for the fall and beyond. That's really exciting to see that energy, coming out of there, and we're definitely looking for bigger things to come from that venture. So, yeah, it's exciting. I know that you get with these kinds of projects, once you hit a certain momentum threshold, they can really take off. And it's just good to see. I know the high school football team has been helping out So
yeah, they made the seats, tearing the seats out a lot easier, I heard. So
you mean when you're a football player?
Well, they were, yeah, must be. That was their summer weightlifting program.
That's what I thought. That thought as well. And, you know, Coach Troxel probably agrees. It's a good workout. I'm sure it was. But yeah, no, they were. They were in there and tearing the seats out. And I didn't get a chance to pop in while they were doing it. And, I think they looked like they made pretty quick work of it. And it's just a really great way to, again, when you see other groups and other people jump in, and lend a hand, then you know that the momentum is real. And so I think the auditorium is, you know, it's really been cleaned up and freshened up a lot. They put a lot of time and a lot of work into that, and it shows.
Great music in the area, too. You know, Bill Miller was here not too long ago, and I know there are some other concert events coming up, too.
Yeah. Marge at the Boarding House Antiques has some about once a month, or maybe a little more frequently than that. She's had some really great music over the years. But yeah, Bill Miller was here a couple of weeks ago, and I was not able to make that one also. Just too many obligations, but some of my family members went, and yeah, it's not every day that we get to host a Grammy winner in right here in Richland Center. And, Bill Miller, you know, is that, and, that's just a real treat to see kind of the best of the best at what they do. And, so, you know, we want to thank, you know, Marge for all the work she's been doing. And I know she's got, I don't have the whole schedule here, But she's got Roddy Dahl coming up later this summer. And then a group from the Madison area, is it Gaines and Wagoner? Yeah, and they're kind of a they're great musicians, and they're kind of a Django Reinhardt style of caravan jazz, gypsy caravan jazz kind of, and they're phenomenal, and I believe that they're I think they're playing in August sometime. So
yeah, I think I saw that.
Yeah.
So, something to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
Craig, as always, we appreciate you coming in and sharing with us and giving us the updates from what's going on.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, and check out us out, the Richland Chamber webpage, and you can find more information and take a look at the community calendar here at WRCO as well.
Wonderful. We'll have you back next month.
Thank you.
Craig Woodhouse joining us, Vice President of Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce.